The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Telephone number 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. Occasionally, we'll play a little game called Heroes or Zeros. Well, I don't want to do that today. We'll modify it a little bit, and we'll play Thumbs Up or Thumbs Down. In this discussion, I don't want to call anybody a zero, but I'd really like to know your opinion on this. Thumbs up or thumbs down? I'll tell you what in just a moment. But please, get your phone ready. Get ready to dial me at 877-BOB-LIVE. Very easy to remember, 877-BOB-LIVE. If you're alphabetically challenged as I am, I hate looking up the letters on the phone. I do. It's 877-262-5483. Here's the story that prompted my thoughts on this, and I want to hear from you, thumbs up or thumbs down. Headline, Internet preachers rise as more worshipers migrate online. The story is mostly about a young guy named Marcus Rogers. Never heard of him until today. Marcus Rogers is a Chicago-based internet preacher with more than 800,000 followers on Facebook. 800,000. Marcus Rogers is an Army veteran. He has an audience on social media that's much greater than Rick Warren's Saddleback Church. And he's almost as popular as Joel Osteen down in Texas, pastor of Lakewood Church. Joel Osteen has 1.1 million followers. This Marcus Rogers has 800,000 followers. And I'm not going to read a whole lot of this of the outline or this story. It's 11 pages. It's an 11-page story about the exploding popularity of online preachers and online churches. More and more people are foregoing Sunday morning church, or today even Saturday night church. More and more people are foregoing a physical church, and they're worshiping online. So my ultimate question, thumbs up or thumbs down, and why? Is this good? Most of the people quoted in this article think this is great. More and more people are being reached. More and more people are coming to Christ. More and more people are getting into the Word. This is great. This is wonderful. This is just simply using new technology, and we should be rejoicing in this explosion of online preachers and online churches. There are a few in the article who say, wait a minute, this isn't the same. You know, tuning in on your computer or on your phone or your tablet to a church service or to a preacher is not the same as being with other Christians. It's not the same. So I want to hear from you. Oh, yes, I have my opinion, and I'll share it with you later. But thumbs up or thumbs down, and why? Is this a good thing, or is it something we should be concerned about? All right, phone lines are already lighting up, and first in line is Frank in Columbus. Frank, thumbs up or thumbs down for the ever-increasing number of online churches?
why am I always first? That's what anyways.
What's that?
It's my last. I always had to go first, you know what, in my whole life because of the last thing. But anyway, it's a little joke there.
Well, but, I'm glad you're first.
I'm going to give it a half empty, half full thumbs up.
Okay.
A thumb. Just a thumb. How about that?
A horizontal thumb.
Right, a horizontal thumb. And the reason for that, Bob, is it could be good. It could be a really good thing depending on who's preaching, how they're preaching, and what they're preaching, as long as they're following God's word. Yeah. I don't see it any different than listening on Sunday mornings, you know, you have people shut in or whatever, listening to, you know, services on the radio. So that's why I give it a horizontal thumb. But, again, you know, you have people, Joel Osteen, I don't know much about the guy, but I just, my gut tells me he's probably a snake in it, too. But
yeah.
That's my gut. Anyway, so, yeah, I would say, depending on how they preach and what they preach, makes a difference.
Okay, let's remove shut-ins from the picture, because they can't get to a physical church. They can't meet with other believers, okay? So it's not a choice for them. But the overwhelming majority of people are making a choice, either to go to an actual physical church, wherever it is, or stay home and listen on Sunday, or do a podcast and just listen at their convenience. So they have church on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock, or somebody else has church on Thursday morning at 7 a.m. And it's a conscious choice for them not to go to a physical church, but to worship by themselves online. Now,
okay.
With that, you know what? Thumbs up or thumbs down?
I'm going to go thumbs down, and this is why I'm going to go thumbs down. I think that what it is that as our society gets more and more perverse and everything else, and the Christians are under attack, it could be the fact that people are afraid to actually sit in a church today, you know, for fear of, you know, we've had shootings in churches.
Yeah.
You know, this could be, in this view, in that way, I think it's a serious issue that needs to be addressed, because we all know the Christians are under attack by every segment of our society, not just in this country, but in other places, not every segment, but you know. I guess maybe we'll go thumbs down that way.
Okay. So if it becomes just choice, not necessity, then you're giving it more of a thumbs down, not a horizontal.
Right. Absolutely. And for the reasons that I stated.
Yeah. All right, Frank. You were first. Numero uno. All right, Frank, thanks.
All right, well,
appreciate it. Hey, you as well. You as well. All right, my number is 877-BOB-LIVE with Frank hanging up. I got a phone line available for you. Thumbs up, thumbs down. It is a trend. It is an undeniable trend that more and more people are making the conscious choice. Hey, do I go to church where there are other people in a physical building, or do I just stay home and worship whenever, wherever, however I want to worship at my convenience? Now, Frank made a good point. Depends on what they're teaching. I think that's got to be first and foremost. But even if they're a really good preacher, good teacher, is this a good trend? More and more people are being reached. I want to hear from you. Again, my number 877-BOB-LIVE. I got to take a break. Joe in Columbus will be up next, but I've got a phone line available for you. 877. Thumbs up, thumbs down. We'll be right back.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome back to Bobberty Live. Thumbs up, thumbs down to the ever-growing list of online churches and online preachers. It's exploding. It really is. Good thing, bad thing, or something indifferent? And I'm saying, you know, are you a thumbs up or thumbs down? I've got jam phone lines. If you're trying to get through and getting a busy signal, hang tight. Listen for one of our callers to hang up and then immediately dial 877-BOB-LIVE. Next up is Joe in Columbus. Joe, thumbs up or thumbs down?
Hi, Bob. Thanks for having me on the show.
My pleasure.
I would definitely give it a two thumbs down. Everything about our Bible, our physical Bible, talks about a physical church, but physical, human beings interacting with one another. The Bible tells us, you know, to know those that labor among us. The Bible tells us to bear ye one another's burdens. I mean, even thinking about some of the scriptures where it talks about, you know, laying on of hands, when it talks about when someone is sick, you know, talking about the fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much, and also the way that Paul had laid hands on believers when it came to passing on the Holy Spirit, or even passing on the spiritual gifts of God. So there needs to be a physical fellowship in order for us to fulfill the laws that the Bible says of Christ, as far as like they're bearing one another burdens, or even being able to interact with one another. I mean, praying with one another, fellowship with one another. I mean, that's the way the church is supposed to condone.
Okay.
You know, there's no way to fulfill some of these scriptures virtually. You know, there's just no way to do so.
Do you see a difference between online preachers and online churches?
Do I see a difference?
Yeah, between an online preacher and an online church.
No. I mean, I believe it's the same thing. I mean, you're still interacting with someone that you don't even have physical contact with, somebody you can't, you know, look in the eye or, you know, or even, you know, talk with outside of church, you know, physically. I mean, okay. I think it's the same exact thing.
All right.
I mean, you know, that's the problem with our society. Everything is virtual. That's why we have trouble communicating as it is.
Okay. Two thumbs down from Joe. All right, Joe, thanks. Appreciate it. Have a great evening. We're going to head to Marysville, and we're going to talk to Scott. Hey, Scott in Marysville, how are you today?
I'm well, Bob. How are you?
I am well. I am blessed. Thank you for asking. Thumbs up, thumbs down, Scott.
Big thumbs down, because of Hebrews 10:25 says to not forsake the fellowship. So, and I agree with the earlier caller, it's physical church, and hasn't the church in America just got lax enough as it is? Do we need to be even more lax? So, 10, 15 years ago, I used to sit in my living room and watch church and think that was enough, and I couldn't have been further from really needing or getting what I needed from the church. Mm-hmm. So I give it a big thumbs down.
What about purely as a means of evangelism, Scott?
Well, as a means of evangelism, sure, to reach out, especially to a world that spends most of their time there. I wouldn't disagree with it as a means of evangelism. But the downside to that being is it's so hard to find truth nowadays that you have to sift through so much untruth just to find the truth.
Yeah.
That, you know, there's a downside to that as well. So I guess that's about how I feel about it.
All right, Scott, so you're giving it two thumbs down as well.
Oh, absolutely, a big thumbs down, yes. America needs to get back to church and fellowship together, and you know, we're just losing a lot of our social skills. Everything's with media, social media, and you know, not interacting. God made us to interact with one another, to love one another, to bear one another's burdens. You know, we're just really disconnecting more and more with the internet and social media nowadays.
Okay. All right, Scott, thank you. I appreciate it. God bless you. Thanks.
Thank you, Bob.
Love all right. Hey, and with Scott hanging up, I've got a phone line available. If you've been trying to get through, the lines have been jammed, now you can call. In fact, right now I've got two phone lines available at 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Online preachers, online churches, thumbs up, thumbs down, 877-BOB-LIVE. We're going to head all the way down to the river to Cincinnati, and we're going to talk to Preston. Hey, Preston, it's been a while. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
I am well. I am blessed.
Amen. I think when I can answer that question with scripture, you can't go wrong.
Oh, don't be some kind of fanatic, Preston. What's the matter with you?
Well, I can't help but go that way.
Okay. All right.
Hebrews, I think the last caller said Hebrews 10:25. I think it's 23. It could be 25. But it says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more, as you see the day approaching. And I'm definitely a thumbs down, because it plainly states right there what we should do.
Can you not fellowship online? And let me just, this coming Thursday, I am involved in a mandatory conference call sponsored by our parent company. And there will be, I don't know, there will probably be 20, 30, 40, maybe 50 people on that conference call. We'll talk with each other. We'll interact with each other. Can you fulfill Hebrews chapter 10 by fellowshipping online with each other?
Well, going back to the scripture, it says assembling ourselves together.
Okay.
The manner of some is. So I'm just going to stick with that word. I mean, there might be some ways to get around what it's saying, but I'll just stick with what this is saying. And I think we ought to go to church on Sundays. We ought to fellowship together as much as we can, because we encourage one another. And it's difficult to encourage somebody on, well, you could do it on the telephone. You can encourage that way, but I'll stick with Hebrews 10.
All right. All right, Preston. It's always good to talk to you down in Cincinnati. Right. Thanks so much. All right.
All right.
God bless you. And again, for the sake of our discussion, I think we need to remove from the discussion people who are homebound, people who can't get to church. I think online streaming is absolutely phenomenal. It is wonderful. It is a blessing for people. And again, I think we remove that from the discussion. They don't have any choice. My question is, people who are able-bodied could get out to a physical place of worship and worship physically with other believers, but many are making the choice. Online church is going to be my church. Thumbs up, thumbs down. So far, everybody has been a thumbs down. Got to be a thumbs up somewhere. Yeah, I've got an opinion, and I'll share it in a little bit. But right now, I've got to take a break in about 15 seconds. So let's see. Dave is up next, then Craig, then J.D., we'll get to those phone calls in just a few moments. Those of you that are holding, I'll get to you as soon as I can. Be patient. You'll be up very quickly. My number 877-BOB-LIVE. Now, you're going to get a busy signal right now, but if you want to get on, I hope you will. Listen for one of our listeners to hang up and then be ready to dial 877-BOB-LIVE. We'll be right back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.